Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Pel Yoyitz, shir number 288 in the last shir on the topic of Derech Eretz, where the Pel Yoyitz is encouraging us to give each and every single person a little more kavod than they deserve. Uli Oilam Yichabe L'chol Adam, always make sure you give kavod to every single person. M'at Yoyser. A little more. Me'at yoiser. Give each and every single person you come in contact with more kavod than we would think the person deserves. And by this approach, we will avoid slighting and giving a lack of kavod and offending anyone. And he says, what does it make a difference if you give kavod to somebody? What does it make a difference? You're not losing anything. You only gain. And he says even more so, if it's appropriate to speak to a Talmud Chacham in third person, to an Adam Gadol in the third person, make sure you do that. Now, we have to use our seichel, because at the same time, if it's not appropriate to talk in the third person approach, and one does so, it's going to look ridiculous. Mishaninu, Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph, Eizu Mechubud HaMechabri Sabriyas. Who is a person who is Mechubud? Who is an honored person? Who is a person who is Mechubud? He's Mechabri Sabriyas. This is a person who gives kavod to other people. You know, as I'm sharing this piece with you, I'm actually facing some Svarim from the Shalmei Nedava, is that the name of the Sefer? From the Shalmei Chayva, the Tshuva Shalmei Chayva. The author of the Tshuva Shalmei Chayva is of Aaron Dov Brisman, Zechet Tzadok Lepracha. He was a Rav here in Philadelphia in the Elkins Park. Tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham. And when discussing this piece over here, of giving a little more kavod to the next person, He did this. He was exemplary in such a facet like this. He lived these words of the Pel Yoyitz. He gave kavod to other people. I tell you a funny maisa. Your story goes back maybe 15 years ago. Maybe a little more than that. So I would try to speak with him in third person. And I would ask him how the Rav is doing. And he would look at me as just a peer, as equals. He was many years my older than me, my senior. But he was someone who was mechabed, I would say, even a little more than just ma'at yoiser. Eizu mechubed ha-mechabed esabriyos. There's nothing to lose. And if anything, if you are giving more kavod to the next person, in an appropriate way, you yourself become more respected. He concludes this piece here in on Derech Eretz. Then many Svarim have spoken about this topic, and therefore he says he's not going to be marich more on it. Mitzorech das later l'soif kol echad lefi daita. He says we need das, we need knowledge to know how to give each and every individual the proper kavod that individual would feel is covered for them. And he says, Daven to Hashem. Daven to Hashem. Sheisakneu be'itza toiva, that Hashem should give us the proper eitza, the proper advice, and the proper approach. La'asos ha'toiva yosher be'enei elokim v'odom, that a person should be zoiche to do what's correct and right in the eyes of Hashem and man. Daven to Hashem for Siyat HaShemaya every single day. Hashem, please give me the Siyat HaShemaya that I should give cover to people in the proper way. I should bring cover to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol ma'aseh be l'shem Shemayim, and all of our actions should be l'shem Shemayim. V'Hashem lo yimna toiv l'holchim b'tomim. Hashem will not hold back the good for those who go b'tomim with perfect innocence. Chein the kovod yitein Hashem. We should be zoiche to give the proper kovod to each and every individual. Imagine if each person that you come to meet is always trying to give more kovod to the next person. What a beautiful world. What a beautiful society. Let us all be zoiche to look at the next person and see that selam alakim in that person. And always try to give more kovod to the next person.